Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Somewhere in Vegas here on blogtalkradio.com. I am Mark Fixio, I'm your host. I'm very privileged to have a very talented actress and singer. She's going to be performing at the Mint in Los Angeles on Wednesday night. We had her on the show before. Been very interesting, to say the least, what's been going on since we've had her on. We have Lizzie Small on with us right now. How are you doing, Lizzie?
Hey, I'm great. How are you? I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, you know, it's been interesting to say the least in terms of where your career has progressed. I mean, the deal with SoundCloud as well. I mean, tell me a little bit about that, how you've been getting a lot of great reaction in terms of fans and all that as well. And, you know, how has it been for you to be able to see you, see your music get out there and, you know, the fans really take to it?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing, and it's a great feeling to know that other people connect to the lyrics I'm writing. So this song, Always Be There, that I released last year, when we put it out on SoundCloud, I was like, whoa, how is it getting all these plays? And then over time, I found out that these like underground music bloggers and different music websites were literally just fans of music go to find new music and to listen to new things. They were essentially going and reposting my song, hundreds of different people on different websites in different states, different countries. And so that's kind of how the buzz grew about Always Be There. And then over time, it got 3 million, a little over 3 million plays. So it was just really cool. And to see all of the thousands of comments on SoundCloud of people saying like, oh, this is my favorite part. Or like, I totally feel the lyrics of this song. Like, you know, it was just such a cool feeling. And I mean, I just want to be able to connect to one person. And if I can do that, then it feels great. So to know that I've connected with, you know, thousands or even millions of people is an amazing feeling.
Was there anywhere in particular besides, you know, the United States, you know, maybe, you know, some foreign country that you're surprised that you've been getting a lot of reaction from?
Sorry, you said, is there anything else that I've been getting a lot of reactions from?
No, is there any certain other places, any other countries that you were surprised that you've been getting reactions from?
Yeah, I mean, even during my Kickstarter, I was getting people from, like, Sweden and London and kind of, like, all over Europe. And then I have a few people that I actually connect with in different states, like Alabama, Texas, Kansas. So it's been really cool to just get to know different people and hear their opinions about what I'm doing.
Yeah, you know, it's great to have the internet to be able to have the opportunity to get out and reach so many more people as well. I mean, you know, it must be great for you to be able to interact with fans. And how's that helped you in terms of you know, seeing a direction that you want to go with your music? And is there, is this going to be more encouraging for you maybe to tour a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, I think the internet and just social media in general has given everybody the ability to create their own content and put it out at their own, on their own time, on their own, you know, watch. So it's pretty cool that, you know, you don't have to be like a huge record label or have thousands and thousands of dollars to get your content out there now. I mean, anyone can use their iPhone and upload a video. So I think it's really cool, and I think that's what people are connecting to even more so than the overly, you know, professional, overly edited things. People like to see you just recording or singing on your iPhone and kind of that raw footage. So I think it does help, and knowing that people kind of like just seeing who I am and my personality, it definitely does encourage me to want to do more little shows and at small venues, just maybe all over California, like San Francisco, San Diego, at little venues like that, Santa Barbara in my college town. I know a lot of my friends and just people that I've met at my college town have said, like, Lizzie, you should do some shows in Santa Barbara because there's a bunch of different music venues there. So it is really encouraging, and I do think that I will start doing more shows because of it.
You know, I mean, and that's a great place also for you to bring your music, so maybe some new ideas or some new songs, and to kind of experiment with them, I'm assuming. I mean, obviously
exactly.
That would be something that you would be, yeah.
Yeah, and even on my show on Wednesday at the Mint in Los Angeles, I will be opening with a song that I wrote a few years ago that I've never released. I've never performed it for anyone, so it'll be really cool to see how people react and see if they like it.
Yeah, I mean, have you, I mean, with the, you know, you said you've been, actually you've been kind of in the studio for a while, and, you know, how has it been for you to be able to come back to some of these old ideas and maybe tweak them a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's really a cool process just because, you know, songwriting and just creating anything in general, it's never really an end product. You know, even when I finish my song and I put it out there, like, there's always maybe something else that I've learned after, or a different experience that kind of taught me something about my past experience. So it's cool to get to revisit ideas or kind of go back and be like, oh, I have these lyrics from, you know, senior year of high school or freshman year of college that I just have in my folder. And maybe at that time, they weren't doing anything for me, and they weren't necessarily something I wanted to turn into a song. But now, just based on what I've experienced and, you know, what I've learned from my past experiences, I might want to revisit it and maybe create a new song with it. So for me, like this song that I'm performing on Wednesday, it was a song that during the time I wrote it, I kind of wanted to write it and just be done with it and put that, like, time in my life behind. But, you know, now...
Hey, Lizzie? You there? Lizzie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Okay, you just finished your thought?
Sorry, what?
Yeah, you finished your thought. I thought you had more going on, so you finished your thought, I think.
No, that was it. That was it.
Okay. So, it's interesting because you see a lot of songwriters who sometimes will do that. I mean, the story that I always get from is Bruce Springsteen had a song that he had stuck in a drawer for, for quite a while, for like maybe a decade, and then came back to it, and he ended up coming back and writing a song out about it. It ended up being on his album. So it's, you know, it's when I see comedians do that sometimes as well, where they'll have a joke, it doesn't really work at one point, and then now it works as well. But it also helps
exactly.
With the idea of self-reflection as well. I mean, like I said, you at that point, you probably weren't ready to handle what you were going through when you wrote that song. But, you know, once you get through those experiences and once that sinks into you and you kind of gather that as experience more than anything else, that does kind of help you in terms of getting over, I guess.
Most definitely.
So, it's great to be able to see that, how's it been for you to be in the studio and to be able to lay down some tracks and kind of experiment a little bit more with your music? I mean, have you been searching for a little different sound, or Have you been learning a lot in terms of you as a, you know, and have you been growing a lot in terms of musician?
Yeah, I mean, I think just as I get older and as I go through different things, my, you know, opinions about things will change, my opinions about myself will change. So therefore, what I'm writing and what I create in the studio is, like, different from time to time. And I actually have been, my most recent, like, cover that I released of Justin Bieber's Let Me Love You, I worked on that with a guy named Elliot Lanham, who worked on Katy Perry's Prism album, and he actually has a studio in Santa Barbara, and even just recording in Santa Barbara, which is my college town where I kind of live a more independent life. You know, my family isn't there. I'm, you know, on my own, making my own decisions. Recording there was even just a different experience being in a different city versus, you know, recording in L.A. where it's my home and where I'm kind of used to everything there, and I'm used to the studio that I work in here. So even things like that can, you know, kind of affect what I come up with and just make the overall experience different, which makes it really fun and exciting.
And then with the performing, it seems like you like the intimate crowd a little bit better than you may like a maybe bigger stage setting, as it were. I mean, is that seems to be the case, that you like the intimate setting a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, I have performed on big stages before, and one of my first performances was at Thousand Oaks Civic Auditorium, which was like 500 people. But And, you know, don't get me wrong, those are really fun and a lot of production and it's kind of more of a show. But I think that when it comes to these smaller venues with, you know, first of all, it's physically just a small location, but there's less people there. So you're just really just being you, and you don't have necessarily all the lights and the visuals and the dancers and all of that. It's just you with the guitar and in my case, a guitar and a drummer. So it's just me up there just being 100% me, and it's pretty vulnerable. And I think it's just special because I can, you know, at the Mint, especially this Wednesday, I'll be able to look everyone in the eye and, you know, address people in the audience. And it's really special to get to do that just because it is more of a one-on-one experience.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there is, you know, and you get kind of instant reaction in terms of the crowd as well. I mean, you kind of get that
exactly.
feedback a little bit too. So, you know, and then you obviously, I mean, if you have a guitar, you know, and you're playing, obviously you're not moving around a lot in terms of it. So that helps too.
Exactly.
So yeah, with that in mind, I don't think I asked you this question last time, and I'm going to ask it now. It's going to be a kind
uh-huh.
of crazy question, but
okay.
Yeah, your guitar. Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for your guitar at all?
Do I have a what?
Did you give your guitar a name at all?
I'm actually not playing the guitar. I actually have an amazing guy named Joey Lopez playing, and he's worked with some incredible people like Justin Bieber, Pharrell, to name a few, but I don't know if he has a name for his guitar. I should ask him. His guitar is just prized possession, but I don't know.
Well, the thing is that I found that a lot of the men do, but none of the females don't.
Interesting.
So.
No, I play the piano more so, and I didn't name my piano at home, but I do sometimes when I mess up. I'm like, come on, girl, we got this, and I'll foster, and I'll be like, we got to just fix that chord, fix this note. So, I don't know, maybe that's kind of the same sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is there a time where you're maybe dinking around on the piano just to get a melody and all that as well, and then, you know, kind of store that away, and then maybe there may be a lyric or a theme that you've had already had thought about later on and kind of,
yeah,
you know, kind
100%.
So, I mean,
I pull out my voice recorder all the time on my phone to just record chords or lyrics or a melody I hum or anything.
What's probably the fastest song that you've written?
The fastest song. I will say it's the one that it's called Just Right. I'm performing it at my show on Wednesday, and it's a song that I wrote a few years ago that I've never released. I think we wrote it with David Pramick and a girl named Ruby Chase in a room, the first time I ever met them, in probably like 3 hours.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Seriously. I've heard artists, I think the quickest I've heard is 12 minutes, but
that's crazy. You know, it probably was like 2 hours. But, I mean, by the time that we wrote it, laid the track down, I recorded the vocals, and we did a demo, it was like 2-3 hours total.
Yeah, now...
But the lyrics
were
already there.
Have you learned a lot being in the studio in terms of the engineering-wise and what the engineers and the producers are doing in terms of your voice and all that, isn't it?
Of course, and I mean, I obviously let the engineers and the producers do their job, but I will always, you know, input my opinion, say, like, you know, add a hi-hat here, add this here, maybe take this away, maybe this is too much, and it's all, you know, a back-and-forth conversation. It isn't just like, okay, now just lay down the track for me. It's definitely a very interactive process, and, you know, we'll kind of try things out together, and he'll play a sound for me, or I'll be like, oh, do you have something that kind of sounds like this, and he'll, like, find it for me. So it's definitely not, you know, like a one-directional process. It's definitely two-way, and it takes a lot of conversation and communication and just testing things out.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's pretty interesting to say the least in terms of it. And I think we were talking before we went on about the idea that you want to do this, so you want to perform a little bit more often. It's been a while
yeah.
since you've... it's going to be interesting coming up on Wednesday for you to be on stage. But besides music, obviously, you know, how's the acting going? I mean, it seemed like you took some time off to kind of pursue the music career a little bit more, but are you still doing any acting?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I would never say that I'm ever taking time off. Like, I'm always kind of just doing everything at once and also being a college student, meanwhile, everything else. It's kind of been a weird time with acting just because, you know, there's a lot in the media that's, like, controversial now and shows are kind of shifting. But I have been focused a little bit more on my music, especially because I have a show coming up. So, you know, I have rehearsals all the time and they go into the night and it's definitely taken up a lot of my time. But I'm always trying to just juggle all of it. Meanwhile, trying to be a normal 21-year-old who is at college and getting her degree. So, yeah.
What major are you currently in right now for your college?
I'm communication major, and I'm actually applying for the professional writing minor this coming fall of my senior year.
Well, I mean, that's great. I mean, to be able to be a part of the communications end of things, and that ends up being, you know, very important in terms of, I guess, being able to be able to understand the marketing, I think, a little bit in terms of that.
Oh, yeah.
Recording,
I mean,
and all that as well.
Exactly, exactly. And I did an internship at CBS Studios, television studios, this summer. So I got a lot of hands-on work in production and the writing room and all of that. So that also has taken up a lot of my time, but it's been an amazing experience working for Cheryl Underwood.
Now, is that, do you think that you may want to, you know, do your own show at one point, or, you know, maybe even make your own television show, or maybe even make your own movie, or write your own movie eventually?
Yeah. I mean, I've always looked up to Tina Fey, who's, you know, someone who's her own talent. She was a media and an actress, but she also has written her own content and started her own production company. And I think that's just amazing, you know, being able to create your own TV and film content while also, you know, being a creative person and a creative talent. That definitely would be something that I've always kind of aspired to do. So if I can, you know, take my passion for the art and, you know, utilize it in front of the camera as well as behind, I think that would be awesome.
Well, you see a lot of female TV producers now that are really making a lot of noise right now. So, really good time to think about, you know, going that direction as well. So, but you know, it's, you know, obviously, you know, with so many things going on in your life, I mean, you know, how's that setting you up for maybe the future where, maybe the music thing comes off, or maybe you'll end up going into television or movies or whatever like that as well. Either in front of the camera or behind it. I mean, obviously the future looks pretty bright for you.
Thank you. I think, you know, just growing up, even as a kid, I always did fun things. You know, I was dancing, singing, acting, being in school, hanging out with friends, whatever it was. And so I think, you know, just doing the variety of things that I do, it has taught me how to learn how to balance and how to juggle and how to, you know, set priorities and kind of get through those times where it is overwhelming and there's a lot of responsibility and commitment. But learning how to balance all those things, I think, just gives me kind of a lot of help in, you know, everyday life, because being able to balance is, I think, one of the key things, you know. So in whatever career I end up, you know, taking on full throttle, I think it'll be great to not limit myself to just one thing and to be able to have a variety of things that I do rather than, you know, just limiting myself to one route and that's it.
Now, do you like comedy, doing comedy better, or do you like doing drama better?
That's such a tough question, because I genuinely like both. You know, I think when it comes to television, comedy series are just so great to watch. I mean, as well as drama, but I do love, you know, a great drama, or like, I even like watching sad films. I watched The Glass Castle this weekend and it was just so amazing, and the acting was incredible. So I like it all. Really, I do.
I mean, it tends to be that, you know, that comedy seems to be a lot more harder to do than drama is, just because of the timing and all that as well. So,
I think they're both difficult.
Hmm. Yeah, they both have their difficulties.
Exactly.
But I hear a lot more from actors saying that the comedy is a little bit tougher, but sometimes they don't get those opportunities as much. But it'll be also to see if the comedy and the things in upcoming air as well. Have you been off on break for college?
Yes, I have been. But like I said, I've been interning and rehearsing for my show and doing a lot of different things, trying to stay busy.
Now, is this going to be your junior year in college?
No, I'm going to be a senior.
Senior, so you get this last year, and then finally you'll get that degree. So.
Yeah, exactly. I'll graduate, then come back to LA and just do everything 110,000,000%.
Yeah, I mean that's great to be able to hear as well. I mean, it takes some time as well. Were you able to? I know we're both way too far south to even enjoy it, but the solar eclipse was today as well. Did you get the opportunity to see any of the footage at all?
Yeah, I did actually. It was pretty amazing. I wish it was in somewhere like Nashville. I heard it went completely dark for a few minutes, but it was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, and Nashville. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, have you ever performed in Nashville at all?
I've never been to Nashville. One of my friends lives there, and my boyfriend actually just visited, and he's like, Lizzie, you have to go. Like, there's live music everywhere. You would be in love with it. So my next trip will be to Nashville. My mom and I have been talking about it because I've just been dying to go. And one of my friends actually moved there to work at RCA Records. So I'm going to go visit and check out the whole music scene. And, yeah, maybe I'll perform there.
Yeah. I mean, there isn't a lack of places that you can't do that. It's between that and Austin. I mean, Austin's just
I know,
just
exactly.
as popular, so.
There's so many places nowadays.
It's great to be excited. You're going to be at the Mint coming up this Wednesday. So if people want to check that out as well. Lizzie, I believe it's lizziesmall.com, I think, is where people could check out tickets. And there's a link out there for tickets there as well.
Yeah, and you can also get tickets at themintla.com.
Yeah, so make sure you guys do that as well. Also on social media, at Official Small on Twitter, as well. Is that the same thing with Instagram?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So, make sure you guys check that out as well. Anything else coming up for you, Lizzie?
I think we covered it all.
Oh, okay. Awesome, Lizzie. best of luck to you coming up on this performance. And like I said, I really do hope that you get to perform a lot more often.
Thank you very much. When you get a chance.
And it's great. It sounds like you're in a really good place right now in terms of your career and where your future is heading. It'll be interesting to see once you get out of college where this will take you.
Exactly.
Like I said, I hope to see you conquer the world this next year. And definitely talk to you whenever another big milestone happens in your life. So
definitely, I look forward to it.
Yeah, no problem at all, Lizzie. And again, thank you for coming on the show, and best of luck to you.
And thank you so much for having me on. It's great to talk to you again.
Yes, Lizzie. And like I said, best of luck. Kick some butt at the Mint, and we'll talk to
thank
you later.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay,
have
fine.
A great one.
Sorry about that. I accidentally hung up on myself. That was Lizzie Small, everybody. You guys should check her out at Official Small on Twitter and on Facebook. Like I said, if you're in the LA area and want to go see her perform, it's Wednesday over at the Mint. So themintla.com, you can get tickets. Excuse me. Anyway, next week. Not sure what's going on next week. I should have something probably set on Wednesday. Who we're going to have on next week. I know in September we're going to have the Blossom Twins on. I'm very interested to talk to them. Professional wrestlers turned bloggers, they're really, really cool people, and I've always wanted to be able to talk to them. So I know that'll be coming up in a couple weeks. But I will let you guys know what's going on next week. Just follow us on Twitter at SWIV. That's SWIV. Excuse me. And you guys can go to at SWIV1 on Periscope. You guys check out our videos from there, too. So with that in mind, we'll talk to you guys probably next week here on Somewhere in Vegas on Blog Talk Radio. Talk to you then.